from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
That reminds me, I believe the new season of Slow Horses on Apple drops today. Anybody take my advice, my recommend on that?
I watched the trailer and it didn't speak to me.
Really?
I'm heavy on content right now, so.
Oh, I see.
Maybe when I'm in a low point and I need to add something,
really?
Yeah.
You're saying it's trash?
I don't know. It doesn't look like trash.
You gotta get into it. I'm just telling you. I mean, I don't think I've ever recommended something that wasn't good.
Yeah, you recommended Lady in the Lake.
Oh, yeah.
And you were like the first two episodes.
I thought it was good.
The greatest thing ever.
No, it stunk.
Yeah, and then I'm
that
like.
That was your only miss.
I will tell you this. The trailer dropped yesterday for the Nicole Kidman, Liev Schreiber series, The Perfect Couple.
Yep.
The murder mystery that takes place on Nantucket, and it looks great. The trailer, did you watch it yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
It looks so good.
This was the extended trailer, and it made it even better. I thought the little teaser was enough. This is, it's one of my favorite books.
It is?
Yeah.
Mine's the Bible.
But that, it's bingeable, correct, from Netflix?
Correct.
So we get all of it?
Are you two contractually obligated to say good things about Nantucket 5 times a show?
No, but Ellen Hildebrand writes a hell of a book about the island.
It looks good.
Yeah.
Like, I like Liev Schreiber.
Me too.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
He was a little bit pigeonholed for me for a while as... who was the fixer?
Ray Donovan?
Yeah, as Ray Donovan. I could not get that out of my head sometimes for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
But... I've overcome that now. Right. So
also, first time we're seeing Dakota Fanning in quite some time.
Oh, yeah.
She's in it.
Yeah.
Talk about Man on Fire.
Where has she been?
I don't know.
No.
She's really grown up, though.
Also, I'm looking at the feedback on Twitch and the Twitch chat. Hello and good morning to those who watch the show on Twitch. Thank you if you do. It's very simple to do. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. Same with YouTube. But somehow YouTube in some people's minds have turned into like Nickelback, where they don't like U2 anymore.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Really?
They have a giant catalog.
Yeah, I thought they were like, you know, one of those bands that have kind of...
They're a top 10 rock band all time. They're an arena rock band.
Right.
Yeah. Right, Curtis?
Metallica's number one for me.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean...
Bono.
I don't know where the hate for U2 came from.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Hello, Paul.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up?
Well, I'm calling to throw some kudos and add some criticism. Love the show. Listen to you guys every day. Coco Loco, Wiggy, Chime, Greg, you do a great job. I was so happy they did not disrupt this program. Mm. But what's with the musical interludes, though?
What do you mean?
Well, these musical interludes here, you get U2 playing for like 2 minutes.
But I've done that. Welcome to the program. I've done it since I got here. There were some buffoons that I worked with when I first came over here, Curtis, who were like, why does he let the music play for a minute? It's because the show happens to be about everything. Show happens to be about music. Show happens to be about sports. Show happens to be about Curtis and his peculiarities.
Right.
Show happens to be about... Shime and his excessive overconfidence. Show happens to be about. So I will. I mean, there are times that I give them the song, the rejoin song.
Let it breathe.
10 seconds. Other times I let it breathe.
Those are always the best songs, too, that you cut off after 10.
I really don't feel that same way.
And, Greg, to be fair, the people that criticized you really have gone on to have great success.
Well, Curtis, they were doing things a different way.
Yeah.
They had approached things here in a different manner for a long time. And
Way. It's like Gerard Mayo. Everything's doing things in
Gerard.
A different way.
Gerard. Correction. Gerard Mayo.
Hey, Gerard. How are ya?
What? I would actually say, I mean, I wish there was a way in which we could discern success if there was a system that there was used to see if it was working or not.
You can check the ratings.
Oh, well, right. Yeah, I mean, that would just be August, which is 4 weeks in that month. Mm-hmm.
That's just one monthly, though.
One monthly. I don't know why I don't read it in Barron's, but it is currently number one in adults of all kinds.
What up, adults?
25 to 54.
But I will say this, because you brought up the adult ratings, and
right.
I am so thankful that certainly in the month of August, people made this show number one with men and women.
I'm looking forward to becoming an adult.
I will say that radio advertising buying expert Chad Finn.
All right.
Wrote recently that that demographic is unimportant when it comes to radio.
The adults.
Is it shocking how little people know about something they're supposed to be proficient
writing a column
about?
On? Yes. It's a little strange to me. I mean, I
thought adults mattered more than anything else.
One might think that.
I did too, until I looked at my contract. Idiot. I'm a big idiot.
One might think that.
Well, the other thing is that speaking of him, Chad wrote a while back that the time to win was right after changes were made at this certain day part of the radio stations. If anybody has learned anything about this industry, we are very slow to change. Things take time. People will be tuning in today expecting to hear a different show at 2:30 than what they last listened to because they were, you know, on vacation for 3 weeks. People do not make changes quickly in this business.
Yes.
So there is a long period. This show was interrupted by a pandemic, which, you know, it seemed to hit everybody pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
But there was changes that this show was really solidifying.
Mm-hmm.
And that got thrown away, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. And we're back here now. But to write about this industry as an expert and not know a damn thing about it is shocking.
Mm. It's weird.
It's so strange.
It's just weird.
Yeah. I get my knowledge from Howard Stern and Steve Harvey. When it comes to radio.
And Ken's emails.
If you follow Steve Harvey,
yes.
Not only do you get radio knowledge,
yep.
But you also get game show hosting
knowledge. Oh, yeah.
I mean, the man.
Home Steve Harvey here on the Price
is he
right.
A hero of yours?
You know, Steve Harvey's what he is.
Okay. All right.
He's like, Steve Harvey, let's go to the big board.
You'd be a good game show host.
I think I would be.
Really? Yeah. It'd have to be limitless time.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like they wouldn't get as many questions in as they normally do for the contestants.
I like the trivia game
Wiggy
shows.
On like Family Feud would be so good.
I like that element of it where I can get the sassy satire.
Yeah. You can really freeball.
Yes, I love
let's
that.
Not.
This is David from Florida. Hey, David.
Good morning.
What's up?
Mr. Curtis, how was your vacation?
Good. I'm sorry I missed out on lunch. I just forgot to contact you.
Were you guys going to have lunch together?
No, but I just whenever I'm in Florida, he always tells me places to go. It's very nice.
Okay.
You should. I give you a whole list of places.
All right.
Anyways, excuse me. Sorry about that. So if you would have bet $100, would you bet that the Red Sox are going to make the playoffs or finish last place again?
The latter.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the latter. I will say Baseball Brett was talking to me yesterday about the Sox.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted me to ask you a question, Curtis.
Okay.
Would you prefer that this season the Sox finish in last place and that somehow compels ownership to do something, or that they somehow, they're 4.5 back on that last wild card spot, that they get it and they feel complacent?
Yeah, I would rather the first thing you mentioned.
Okay.
I feel like...
Will ownership finally react, though, if they finish in last?
I think they have to.
But we've said that, Wiggy, last offseason, you said it's Shohei time because they had to act. Mm-hmm. You said it over and over again,
yes,
and I agreed. They are not. This is just...
But their plan was, Curtis, I think, was this year of being a... Not a year, and I know they say, oh, they always get high expectations in the building. I don't always believe that, but I think they looked at it like, we don't have great high expectations. The chances of us getting Shohei might be slim. We made a little bit of a run for Yamamoto, but this offseason, when you re-sign Cora to 3 years, you're telling us that you expect to win between now and the time he leaves. So I almost feel like the re-signing of Cora was a great thing because now it puts their feet to the fire to do something this offseason to really put a competitive team.
I disagree, Wiggy. I feel like if Cora left, they would have to spend because they couldn't lean on the manager as the face of the organization.
Yeah, but Cora's got to get to the point where he's like, if I'm going to come back and do this job, I got to do it with a team that can realistically compete for a World Series. He's not coming back here to
You could make promises, though, and not fulfill them. Like, the front office could tell Alex Cora all that he wants to hear to make sure that he signs on a dotted line.
But you don't have to do that much. Like, we talked about it earlier, but you look at last night, it's the bullpen over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
You get a starting pitcher.
Right.
You get a righty bat.
High-end bullpen guy.
And you're right there.
And don't you think with Breslow, do you believe him when he says that the only way that you have a successful season is a World Series? Like, when he comes on this show and says that, I think in their minds this was a successful season because they did play better than most people thought they were going to for most of the season.
But they're
going to
finish up in the exact same
I know,
same
but place. I think like, for most of the season, they were able to kind of take victory laps around criticizers.
I think they are resting on the laurels of the prospects, and that they locked down Cora, and the future is bright, and so they are going to hope that that's enough to get you
but
there.
But see, do you think Cora's a smart guy?
Yeah.
Right. So there's no way that Cora is signing on the dotted line.
Wiggy, a texter says he got $21 million. He doesn't care.
No, I don't buy that. I think Cora, you could tell it, even though I might criticize him, you could tell that it hurts that his team is irrelevant. And there's no way he comes back, especially with his resume, because you guys always talked about it. Cora could have landed, you know, 10 other places and got that money. So there's no way he's coming back under, you know, them going, well, we're just kind of like building off the young guys. And no, I think Cora said, I'll come back, but we really have to be a significant player when it comes to this offseason with adding guys that we know are proven in this league and high-end talent to go with some of these young kids.
I just sit here and I see them standing on the prospects that other people brought in as a reason to buy into Craig Breslow, and I laugh at it. Because Craig Breslow, I sadly won't be joining us tomorrow. Must have had a conflicting event at 9 a.m. on Thursday.
Oh, busy.
Busy. I mean, you know, somehow I think if the team was on a 7-game winning streak, they might be free. But, you know, what do I know? There's been no evidence that he has any clue what the hell he's doing. And so you enter this offseason based on the top. They're going to sell Baseball America. Greg mentioned it. They have all these prospects in the top 100. None of them were brought in by the people that are currently running the baseball team. So I want to believe you, Wiggy. Mm-hmm. I want to think that they're going to invest, but I have nothing to base that on.
Well, you know why they're sitting on all those prospects? We talked about it a little bit. Really making big moves this offseason. You ask for a right-handed bat, I mean, maybe you go after a guy like Vlad Guerrero. You know, there are some of those things. What did Juan Soto from the Yankees, isn't he only on a one-year deal with them? So there's another possible guy that could be hitting free agency that maybe you make a run at. So I think maybe they say, we got some of these young prospects, and if we need to trade them, we're able to do that in the offseason to go out and get your high-end starting pitcher that you want, Greg, or your high-end bullpen guy, and maybe they use some of those prospects to dangle.
You just reminded me, question for you, which I was asked yesterday by William, mm-hmm. my very good friend at Echelon, the works on the weekdays at Echelon. Mm-hmm. Great guy. Loves the show.
What up, Willie?
Fantastic. Unbelievable guy.
I call him Liam.
Do you think he does not believe it is right in the universe that Shohei is going to, you know, that everybody thinks he should be MVP when he's only DHing this season? Do you have an issue with that?
I don't have an issue with that. Because isn't it really about what you could do? I mean, he's the first guy to go, what is he, have 45 stolen bases and 40-plus home runs?
Yeah, he could join the 50-50 club.
Right, so, I mean, and you look at his career and think it, he could be, obviously, he'll be probably pitching next year, but I could see Shohei, it's probably going to go to Aaron Judge, but I could see Shohei, you know, getting MVP. I don't really care if it's a DH. He's a big part of in the world of the baseball guys. I know Curtis is the baseball guy. What's the one? Is it the WAR stat?
Yeah, win above replacement.
Yeah, so I bet that's pretty high for a guy
like
Shohei.
Judge will be American League MVP. Shohei.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, so I would have no problem with that at all. Why does he need to play the field?
Well, you have others who are, you know, in contention, who do both.
Right, but in baseball, it's like, all right, if you don't play the field, so what? No. I mean, like Aaron Judge, do we ever talk about his fielding abilities? I know he's got a pretty good arm from right field, but it's not like that's not what's going to win him the MVP. It's his what he does at the plate. Isn't that more like the biggest thing in baseball?
Yeah.
So, I got no issues with that.
Well, Sox will attempt to avoid a sweep in September, and you can hear that first pitch at 7:10 here at WEEI this evening and on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network all over New England and on the Odyssey app.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. Some breaking news. Bill Belichick has another job in media. Belichick is joining the 33rd team, an emerging media and technology company, as a strategic advisor. Matt Patricia and Adam Gase also joining the 33rd team. The Sox drop another one with the Mets, 7-2, the final on the road. Cutter Crawford went six innings, giving up two runs on one hit while striking out eight. Like Greg said, last one with the Mets tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Tanner Houck getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app.
Do you think he brings the new girlfriend to the board meetings when he's a strategic advisor?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, she's very business-minded.
She is a thought partner of his.
Ooh.
They could be working together.
And by the way, Wiggs, do you know who owns the 33rd team? Mike Tannenbaum, former Jet executive, used to work with Bill.
Yes.
Could show some momentum towards burying hatchets and going back to certain organizations.
Yeah, I told you. And it wasn't about Bill versus the Jets organization. It was Belichick versus Parcells, who at that time was the VP for player operations. He was like the GM for the Jets, or the guy who sits atop everything. That was the issue.
All
also,
right.
Can you use a phrase other than burying hatchets? It's very triggering.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Water
it's
under
like,
the bridge.
It's like when somebody says, can you put this in the refrigerator? Which is triggering to me. Are we going to get to what are we doing before the show ends?
We have audio ready to go. I would love to do it.
All right, we'll
Greg, you must also hate the new millennial phrase, put the fries in the bag, bro.
No, I don't mind that, brah.
Is that what it is?
I say brah.
Okay.
I don't go full bro.
I thought you said you wore one.
Go brah. Sometimes I just go brah.
I thought it was give me my money.
Oh, we should do that with Greg.
What? What's that?
It's a TikTok trend.
What is it?
It's a TikTok trend.
Give me my money. Give me my money challenge.
Yeah, we'll do it after the show.
What do you do?
You just have to. Well, I'll explain it to you off air.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. You just say give me my money and everybody cheers, and it's who cheers the loudest for.
I like
someone.
When you guys tell me the TikTok things, because then I can go home and bring them up with Lindsay, and she thinks I got them from TikTok.
Yeah. Very cool.
Tell her about the big dog
challenge.
Makes me
seem very young and virile.
I like it. Yeah. It is now time to put someone in timeout.
You're in timeout. Let's find out who's getting a timeout this week. Brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. Timeoutmarket.com.
I am going with the FSU fan who said he was going to eat dog poop if BC beat FSU and has since deleted all of his social media accounts. So a coward.
Oh, yeah.
What is up with that?
Yeah. Yep, he ran for the hills on that
coward.
One. I guess, can I? You want me to go?
Sure.
All right. I am putting Alex Cora and the Red Sox players in timeout for basically teasing us and then falling flat on their face after the All-Star break. And it's just like, there's not even nothing that's keeping us engaged anymore. At least when you're two games out, we had a little bit of a engagement to see maybe making the playoffs.
Okay, cover your ears, Queen. I am putting Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift in timeout.
Uh-oh.
For the sham of a relationship that has been perpetrated on the people of America. If you are Travis Kelce and you have a PR firm and they have prepared a manifesto of sorts on your breakup and how they're going to handle it with the press, and it has a date of September 28th at which time the breakup occurs, and that is released to the public, and then you're Travis Kelce and you go and get a lawyer so that Taylor Swift doesn't know that you're planning to break up with her, or the two of you orchestrated this whole entire thing to make money and to fool Americans who love love into thinking that you're really in love. It is an absolute affront to everybody.
Fake news.
So time out for both of the two of them. I can't wait till this relationship ends in 2 weeks.
All right.
In the media or however they're going to end it.
I want my money, Courtney.
Yep. But you're not going to get it. Time out Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. Timeoutmarket.com. Quickly, a happy birthday to Stone Digs 413 in the Twitch chat. Happy birthday to you. He's in every day. And fresh cut and ready to go, watermelon is now on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Today through Thursday, pick up cut watermelon for an amazing 59 cents a pound. Yes, only 59 cents a pound for fresh cut watermelon. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending.
Curtis, bigger fraud on America. The Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift relationship, or the bathtub photo. That was said to be accidental.
I'm not going to pile on my BC Eagle, Courtney.
You know, I ended up getting an additional 47,000 followers.
No,
by
I didn't. Well, that reel got a lot of play, but other than that.
Oh, jeepers, my boob is in this by accident.
How did that happen?
Oh, I can't believe it.
I would have had my boobs up to my chin if I was trying to get them on, you know, on a platform.
Well, gravity is an unfortunate thing.
Oh God.
They're buoyance, right? Is that what it's called? Buoyance.
It just was a bad angle. I would have really, you know, squished them together if I wanted to, you know, get people talking.
Right. Next time, I hope those boobs reflect baseball talk.
67 and sunny. You have to listen to these two. What are we doing next? I promise. It will make you enraged and laugh and all of that.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Coming up next.
Sean, as your mentor, I always try to educate you. When Eddie Money sings just like Ronnie sang, who is Ronnie?
I'm trying
Wiggy?
To think.
Don't know.
No
that idea. One. Courtney?
No clue. Ronnie.
Curtis? Anybody under the age of 57 know the answer to that one?
I've you never should. Heard of it.
Oh, like the Ronettes?
Yes. What's her name? Ronnie what?
Oh,
Ronnie Spector.
You Googled that.
Was married briefly to
me?
Phil.
No, I did not. She has a Christmas song. We play Christmas songs by her every year.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Well done. Tomorrow on this show, Bill O'Brien, the head coach of the Boston College Eagles, who find themselves ranked number 27 this week in the AP poll when it comes to college football teams. And on the come up, Courtney, you believe.
I believe
and,
that they are.
Curtis believe
and I can't express this or explain this to people that are not BC alum. Like, I feel this sense of just excitement heading into the fall that I've never felt in my life.
Honestly, I heard from friends that I hadn't heard from in years. People are flat out giddy, and it's because it is the start of something that feels like it could actually be sustained.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's just perfect timing for BC. Mm-hmm. I mean, the last time BC was great, I remember it vividly. I was bombed running the board for the 07 Red Sox World Series on ESPN Radio on a station nobody listened to in the Schraff Center in Charlestown. And the night of the unbelievable Matt Ryan comeback against Virginia Tech, they were down 10-0 in the middle of a monsoon at Virginia Tech. Matt Ryan led 2 touchdown drives, hitting Callender in the end zone to go up 14-10. And at that moment, Matt Ryan was the Heisman winner.
Yeah.
That night was game 2 of the World Series where Curt Schilling beat the Rockies. The Red Sox went up 2-0. Nobody ever talked about it because it was in the middle of a Red Sox championship run that was also the year the Patriots went undefeated.
It feels like we could be heading towards some kind of a statue being pulled down type of event over there.
Circle your calendars for next year. Yeah,
some kind of a giant Borg party or something like that. I wonder if the kids have started to drink some kind of a Bill O'Brien drink, like a B.O.B.
They probably are.
A B.O.B. is brilliant. If someone from Cityside or Marianne's is listening, they need to create that. We'll come taste test.
Yeah.
I also, I mean, if they, God willing, could make it to an ACC championship game, my ass is on that flight. Right. Like, I am going.
Yeah, we'll do a road show.
We hold off on the road show till next year when they play UMass.
I thought you were going to say Alabama, because they've got Alabama coming up in future years.
Greg, instead of drinking Borgs, they'll make the B.O.B. buckets of booze, and they'll just start drinking out of buckets.
Buckets of booze.
And I don't know what's going on today. The people in the Twitch chat are even more miserable than usual.
Really? Why? I haven't seen it.
Well, like, there's this one guy, Clapback, that writes constantly, hates everything, and X-Bear is telling us what other radio shows are not talking about.
Oh.
Bizarre. Just genuinely bizarre behavior.
Maybe X-Bear means that as a compliment, or do you think X-Bear is saying we shouldn't be talking about Boston College football?
Well,
how could you not be, though?
Right.
I don't know. I mean, for the 30th time, call in, X-Bear. We'd love to hear it. We'd love to hear your constructive criticism.
I mean, it sounds ridiculous. We talked about it earlier, but the BC game Saturday may outrate the Patriots game Sunday. I mean,
against Mizzou. I don't think they're going to be against Duquesne. But, yeah. I mean,
the
poll, though, with what are you more excited about is almost 50-50. Brady's first broadcast or the Patriots' first game of the season, which is wild.
All right, we have got to get to this.
And now,
what are we doing?
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
I mean, that's the dumbest argument right, I've ever heard. What are we doing?
LB, what are you doing?
On WEEI.
What are we doing?
Well, from time to time on this show, Curtis asks a question about the point that we have reached as a society.
Oh, no.
When I cough, you're supposed to play, are you going to die? And the Curtis, the question this morning is,
are you
going
to die?
Question this morning is very interesting because there may be some who right now are going to their refrigerator to get the eggs out or get the orange juice out or the butter for the pancakes or the waffles. And if some get their way, you may soon not be able to use your refrigerator in the United States of America. Is that correct?
Nicola Twilley wrote a book, Frostbite, How Refrigeration Changed Our Food, Our Planet, and Ourselves. Here she is on the Gastro podcast discussing the scourge of the refrigerator.
This is a sad irony where something we developed to make things cold is actually heating up our planet. The energy required for cooling is currently 8% of global electricity usage. Cold storage is the third highest industrial consumer of electricity. The biggest problem is the chemicals you use in those machines, the refrigerants. And these are something called super greenhouse gases, which basically just means they're thousands of times more warming than carbon dioxide. What?
So she is calling for a nationwide ban on refrigerators.
Wow.
Absolutely not.
She says that she eats her fruit seasonally and therefore doesn't need to refrigerate any fruit during the off months.
What about milk for her?
And one third of
she
all
gets milk. She attaches herself to the udder and gets milk directly from the cow's udder.
Why is it that every liberal sounds like that on the radio? Like,
electricity.
It's like this, like whispery condescension.
Also, but, like, how long can your eggs last? How long can any fruit really last just laying out? Feel like she's gonna get sick.
Of course.
She doesn't eat any type of frozen. Like, what about meat?
Well, no, Courtney, you're going under the false premise that these people actually live by the words they ask others to follow.
Of electricity.
The thing that's most amazing is she says we throw away a third of our perishables, which means two thirds of them we wouldn't be able to get without the refrigerator, which is how we survive.
Well, she is arguing that consumers like us rely on the refrigerator too much and overpurchase food and then never clean out, for instance, the vegetable tray or the fruit tray or whatever, that we never end up, we put all that stuff in there and we never end up eating it. And so,
what about Shaw's? When I go there today, they would just have no frozen food aisle?
Right. And I think that that's also saying that you are able to purchase, you know, fresh fruit, fresh veggies, and be able to eat it that quickly. A lot, I would say most of America lives off frozen products that they're able to store in their freezer.
She wants you to go down the Better Call Saul route with the brother, put everything in a cooler with ice.
Electricity usage.
Sit on it for a couple of days, and then there you go. Eat it, and then do it again.
I am able to eat cream cheese a year after I got it, thanks to the refrigerator.
You actually were not able to eat it, if we remember how sick you got.
Well, turn off your fridges, everybody.
Yes. All right.
Yeah, I couldn't survive without a fridge.
Can we go back to the old ice chest, Curtis, out in the backyard?
But how do you get ice?
You know what people are using the ice chest for now?
What?
Making their own ice baths in the backyard. Yeah.
Okay.
They're cold filling it with plunge? With a cold plunge. Yeah.
It's just so small, though.
There's pretty big ice chests out there that people are using and putting in their backyard, buying old ones, cleaning them out, and filling it with ice and water.
Life hack.
Greg,
have you ever turned your ice box into a cold plunge tank?
But why do all these people talk to you like you're in the second grade and they're telling you about what to do with the field trip?
Electricity usage.
Greg, can you were alive way, 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 way back. Can you teach us how to salt our meats again?
Yes. That sounds like something that I would not be teaching you, Shaim. You could go to the butcher shop, for instance. You don't need a fridge. You could go every single day and get your meat fresh.
But don't they have it refrigerated in the back?
Is there any doubt?
I think they do.
But Greg, is there any doubt that this chick was having a caramel macchiato when she was talking about this?
Electricity usage. Yeah.
There's no way she doesn't go to Starbucks every single day.
Well, I've heard about like the dishwasher ban and the washing machine and the dryer. I have yet to hear. That we all need to disengage ourselves from our refrigerator. So thank you, Curtis.
Thank you.
That is What Are We Doing? And we'll be right back. Well, Jones is here. Jones and Keith coming up momentarily. I caught the end, the very end of Rob Ninkovich calling the show yesterday.
Ooh, his the killer Matt Light impression, was it that?
Yeah, I did hear the Matt Light impression. Nice. Which is better? You guys were debating it. I think the Mac Jones is better than the Matt Light.
I'll Matt Light.
His Mac Jones impression is
yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah.
It's spot on. It's an A+. Yeah,
he does a good Gronk too.
Does he?
Yeah, I was almost going to text you guys and tell it, you have to ask him to do his Gronk. He does a pretty good Gronk impression. Ninkovich,
nice,
but
nice.
It does a good Bill impression too.
He did the Bill impression. I actually heard him doing the Bill impression with you guys last week, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I heard that. I haven't heard Gronk. It's better than Nikki Glaser's.
By the way, Nikki Glaser is hosting the
Golden Globes.
Is it the Golden Globes?
I think so.
Or was it the Oscars? I think it's the Golden Globes.
I think so, yeah.
Golden Globes.
Good for her.
That's the front office lady, right? The
what?
The Patriots?
No.
Stop.
I gotta
Stop.
Who's Nikki
go.
Glaser? Robin Glaser.
Oh,
you're thinking of Robin Glaser.
Okay, okay.
All right. Wait, that wasn't a joke?
Nikki Glaser from the Brady Roast.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I was like, all right. I thought that was the front office lady.
They're sisters. They're sisters.
Greg actually left.
That was unbelievable.
Are they really sisters? I buy it. If you're selling it, I'm buying it.
That was perfect.
What's the Patriots lady name?
Robin.
Robin Glaser. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But why would Robin ever be hosting the Golden Globes?
I don't know.
What about Jay Glazer? He covers the NFL.
Curtis and I, speaking of siblings and same last names,
uh-huh.
We are wondering if the new AD for BC is Stacey James related. Same last name and face looks kind of similar.
Oh.
I did a search yesterday. I didn't find anything that came up about it, but it looks too... You're right, Courtney. It is too close for it not to be some form of a cousin or something.
Right.
Did he also say good for her at the end of it?
Yes.
Did you just think that somehow...
Yeah.
The front office person at the New England Patriots had landed a gig hosting the Golden Globes.
Yeah, wasn't she on the Dynasty? So maybe I thought, like, you know.
Her star's rising.
Yeah. Wasn't she on the Dynasty? I don't know.
Brilliant cameo in the Dynasty. And they said, we got to get her on the Golden Globes.
She's breaking the, wasn't she using the hammer? So I thought, who knows?
A good reenactment.
Greg, may I just, before we lose time, Sensei did the nicest thing that's ever been done for me.
Oh.
And I'm going to lose it. But he got this Pudge. He painted this a Pudge.
He painted Pudge?
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, hold on a second. I want to see that.
I can't tell you how much it means. So thank you.
Oh, my God. Look, we got to zoom in on that.
Sensei's talented.
Mitch will zoom in on that. He is an incredibly talented.
Yeah, he's good.
Look at that, Curtis.
Oh, Curtis, that is so nice.
Are you going to hang that in the studio?
Yeah,
or?
I'll hang it right here. Thank you so much. It's unbelievable. I can't tell you thank you enough.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. That's unbelievable. I miss Pudge.
Oh, yeah. Me too. Every day.
Put in this little area right there. That would be a shrine.
Is there a little message on the back?
It just says... I wish it was you instead of him, which is kind of true.
And then,
what are you guys doing today?
Oh, lots of stuff. We're going to get into a few. You were upset about the Red Sox. Did I see this this morning?
Well, Wiggy blames it all on Alex Cora.
Oh, okay.
Cora on the
fair enough. I like it.
I prefer to blame it on the front office and on the bullpen, actually themselves, the those who are throwing the baseball. But
we'll get into the Red Sox a little bit. Rafael Devers blew off the media last night, which has some people bent out of shape. We'll get to Marchand, his comments, and whether or not the Bruins have a few contractual issues on their hands, and lots of Patriots stuff today. You know, with the season kicking off tomorrow, what would make for a good season for the Pats? Any non-Drake May reasons to get excited about this team, which they're very limited, but we'll try to find a few of those.
Okay, Boomer. Esiason on the show this morning picked the Chiefs and the Lions when it came to the Super Bowl.
I'm pro Lions. Me and Keith argued about this a little bit last week. Yeah.
We
did. We did some tiers. I got the Lions in that tier of teams.
They're going to be tough.
Yeah. They're good.
They're going to definitely be tough. Lions and everybody's going to jump on the San Fran train.
Yeah.
Don't sleep on Green Bay.
Don't sleep on the Pats.
No, I'm saying from the NFC.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
No. You listen. You can. Stay comfortably
you can
in
sleep
your bed.
On that.
Yeah, you could sleep
you can
in on
Steph
this
Curry
one.
Night night on that one.
How do people ever say that you are, you know, not that you're not positive?
I heard Chris was trying to be positive earlier today, and just you guys just shouting him down with his positivity.
God.
I heard that. I felt seen when you said that. Yeah.
In person, I would say you're one of the most positive.
I'm a very positive person. Yeah. That's true. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Wiggy said earlier when it comes to the Lions, he would be excited for their head coach Earl Campbell if they were able.
It was an easy. easy mistake.
Not really.
Yeah, it is.
Not really.
I have no clue.
We talked about Nikki Glaser extensively.
No, but right. No. But when you said this, I'm like, why would the Pats lady be on?
Robin Glaser's new comedy special, gonna kill.
It's I had no idea who Nikki Glaser was. I thought it was the Pats lady. You make it sound like she's Chelsea Handler or something.
She is right now.
Well, clearly I don't. I mean, she was funny, but
okay.
Continue to climb, Nikki, because I thought you were Robin.
I always thought Earl Campbell was the soup guy. Okay. Well, great show, everybody.
Right. Yeah, great. And quickly, just thank you to Twitch. They sent me a stuffed animal.
All right, good for you.
It's really nice. Send
That's
a friend.
So nice.
So this
you
is
pose
Alex.
With that with your boobs out.
Yeah. Maybe I will.
Those are cute.
Yeah, it's probably some
okay,
weird
little like lizards and amphibians.
An axolotl. Thanks, John.
I hate when you flex on the useless information.
Amateur zoologist over here.
It's so annoying and overconfident and really is bothersome to me.
Is it possible to flex about something that's not cool to know?
And cool to me may not be cool to you. That's fine.
Greg, if you need help with your cable thing.
It's 10 o'clock.
All right, just call me.
We're supposed to be off the air 6 minutes
Sorry.
Ago. What is it?
I said if you need help with your cable box, just hit me up.
Okay, you gonna come over?
Because you're a
boomer.
Okay.
I won't come over, but I'll put you in the right direction.
You did a great job on the grill at Ernie's. I thought maybe you could come over and help me with my TV.
Well,
you're a man of a lot of different talents.
Many talents.
You really are.
Many
All right,
talents.
We gotta go. Jones and Keefe next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.